News from Oroville, 12th of May, 2008. In studio, Danielle and Chloe. The weather in Oroville today is partly cloudy. Temperatures range between 29 and 34 degrees with southwesterly winds up to 28 kilometers per hour.
Yesterday we had this strange weather though. Strong winds and in the sky a lot of...
lightning.
Yeah.
Like a light show. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
But today that seems to be over, at least for the moment.
I think the rain in Andhra Pradesh, so this lightning went down, unfortunately.
Maybe it'll come again tonight, we hope. The following is an excerpt of an interview with Pierre speaking about teaching math and singing rock and roll.
Rock singer or teacher? Pierre.
Oh, no, no, I'm just a teacher of any kind, that's all. And music is just a hobby, you know? Just for fun, that's all.
So you teach where?
I'm teaching in transition school and future school. Math. Our transition is between 12 and 14, and future school is 16 and above. In transition school, you have young kids. They are more open, I will say, no? When they are 16 and more, well, they become more serious and they care about their future. It's different.
And they study differently, or?
Well, this is difficult to say. It depends on the class. Some class will be more focused, sometimes will not. In future school, it depends on the... it's more on individual, no? So some they like to work, some they don't know really what they want to do, so it's different. In transition, it's just kids.
So if you have to sing something for your student in 20 seconds...
No, I won't sing anything right now, no.
Come on!
No. They ask already in class. And in class we are doing math, I'm not there to sing. Singing, it happens somewhere in Oroville, no? Not here.
This year, 160 children from the Oroville schools will have the possibility to experience the summer nature camp, learning to be independent, helping each other, loving and respecting their environment. A group of 11 children and 3 adults went to camp in the first group. The Oroville campsite was full of golden, everlasting flowers. The weather was dry and sunny. The children learned about the different plant and animal species in the area, and some said their best experience was getting lost. Every walk was an adventure, especially going to the big waterfall and bathing in the river. Now that Oroville has its own land, the infrastructure of the camp will improve yearly, every year. Already there are solar lights in all the common areas and tents. The children and teachers appeal for further funds as there are still 3 groups to get this experience. Save water, save energy. Drip irrigation is readily available. Sprinklers, fuzzers, drips at 8 liters per hour. No more hose pipes, no more workers pulling hose pipes over the plants. One simply turns on the tap and drip irrigation takes place. Installation, advice, and setup is available. Contact cell number 978-636-8145 or email asmarav@gmail.com. The Progress Prayatna Road, which was going through a residential area, is being eradicated to allow the construction of Creativity 2. A cycle path is now linking these 2 communities. This comes from the road service. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Marlenka. For further information, please check the website orovilleradio.org. And thanks for listening.